Back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect and celebrity interviews live with from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, how are you? And you know what? I love this guy. This guy has energy, and we're going to learn so much. And his bio doesn't do justice for his newest venture and success. So, Greg, are you excited about our guest?
I'm super excited, even more so now.
Yeah, after he told us more and more. And then I'm going to get, you know, as the number 12 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot, and the celebrities that I interview on a regular basis, he had to tell me he has a better laundry list of celebrities he's interviewed. And I'm impressed in his background and everything. Rick Sanchez, CEO of Agua Media, but much, much more, journalist forever, award-winning veteran journalist and Emmy Award winner. How are you, Rick? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm great. I'm great. Life is really good. And it's great to be with you guys.
All right. So let's just jump right into this, Rick. You were giving us this bio, this amazing bio. Then we want to get right into your current business venture. It's having such great success with the podcast network and everything.
What it fits into. Well, I mean, I guess the it fits into who I am, right? I mean, I came to the United States as a refugee, poor. My mom sewed shoes. My dad was a busboy at a hotel, and that was one of his three jobs. Together, they made $10,000 a year combined income. So suffice it to say, I grew up in poverty, and yet with two of the most loving and wonderful parents that a human being could ever have. But I was a kid who grew up in a barrio. So, you know, the idea that somehow I was able to cut through from that to being the, you know, the first and only Latino anchor to have his own namesake show on CNN, Rick's List, to be a television news anchor on Fox News, CNN, and NBC, to win Peabody's and all that crap. And then to be fired by CNN, you know, after, you know, interviewing Gorbachev and Castro and Reagan and Carter and Clinton and, you know, all of these guys, and then get fired by CNN because I screwed up, and that happens in life as well. And then I said, okay, what am I going to do now? Well, I'll remake myself. I'll turn myself into a chief marketing officer and a partner in a healthcare company. And then 5 years, that healthcare company goes public for $4.5 billion. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing ride. And now I decided that ride puts me in a situation where what I should do is tell my stories and help others understand, especially Latinos, who are the most underrepresented and yet most powerful force in America today. So I've decided to create, we decided, myself and Saul Trujillo, to create a media company, which is essentially a podcast company to tell those stories and to reach out to others. That's it.
Oh, wow. Impressive. So, see, I like him saying it compared to us saying it, right? Right, Greg?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why I hate when podcasts, they just introduce the whole thing, give the whole bio, unless you told the best story. That's the bottom line. And it's like, it's inspiring, Greg, isn't it?
Tremendous. Oh, it's very powerful. You know, in fact, as he was telling me that story, it made me go all the way back to when I was 18 years old. Maybe I was 17 at the time, going into high school, and my mom wanted me to take French. And I said, no, I'm taking Spanish because the French are never going to be in America.
The thing, I mean, Latinos right now, we're the fifth largest GDP in the world if we were a country. Think about that. We're right behind what? US, China, Japan, Germany, Latinos in America. Then comes Brazil, and then comes Italy, and then comes Great Britain and India. So, and we just moved up three places. And if you go by GDP growth, the fastest growing economic force in the world is China, then India, and then U.S. Latinos ahead of the United States itself.
That's wow. Crazy. Wow.
These amazing. Are stories that are 80% of Latinos are U.S. citizens. 95% of Latinos speak English who are under the age of 41. The common age of a Latino is 11 years old. The common age of a white Anglo-Saxon in America is 58. I mean, those are nodes, of course, which is a metric study. But when you look at these things, you ask yourself, why don't more people know these things? And those are kind of the stories that I want to tell because those are truths.
And that's why you created the network and the types of shows that you've looked at. What kind of shows have been looking at for your podcast network?
Agua Media is essentially a place for Latino content creators to be able to talk to other Latinos and others in the United States, because it's not just Latinos. You know, we kind of trademarked the term Latino Plus, which really is Latinos and everybody else out there who didn't have it easy. you know, whether you're Indian American or Asian American or LGBT American or, you know, whatever, the gamut, African American. There's a certain kind of person in the United States right now who doesn't relate to what the establishment portrays, especially when you turn on like the news channels and when you put on Hollywood. It's all crap. It's all fake. It's also unbelievably unrealistic. But there are people in America who are probably more real than a lot of that. And those are the people that we're really kind of targeting with stories about success, with stories about truths, with stories about inside information that you can use to maybe learn from some idiot like me who's failed a lot more than he succeeded and somehow ended up okay.
Well, you know how it goes. It's the people who are the most successful fail the most.
Boy, ain't that the truth. I mean,
that's the learning lessons, right?
I am the most, I mean, man, I'm telling you, Greg, I'm the most imperfect guy you'll ever meet. I mean, aside from the, you know, the typical stuff guys say where my kids are always beating me up and stuff, but not to mention my wife. But no, I mean, I had the best job in America and I screwed it up at CNN because, you know, I once said something I wish I hadn't said and it got me fired. And I went from an $850,000 a year job as one of the top anchors and most highly rated anchors at CNN who'd just written a great book, to a guy who couldn't get a job, couldn't get somebody to return their phone calls and lost his house and had to start all over again.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So that's, you know.
And then how did you kind of get back once you hit bottom? What made you give you that, you know, just drive to say, I'm going to keep going again. And then to land what you were able to land through that.
When you're forced to stretch, you find things within you and about you that you're then able to use to remake yourself. And when you remake yourself, you actually come out better. I never in my wildest dreams, I mean, essentially the back of the envelope is, I've been in communications all my life. I was very successful. I had the highest rated show on CNN. Nobody would hire me after CNN dropped me because they said, that guy's tainted, he's no good. So I said, well, what do I do? Well, I thought, well, I know how to communicate. I understand branding. So I'll just go do a lot of other stuff until I learn new skills. And the new skill I learned was marketing and sales, which as a journalist, I never knew. I was just the guy who sat in the chair and said, good evening, here's the news, right? When I learned marketing and sales, I said, wait a minute, I have a brand. And all people know that Rick Sanchez is this Latino guy, and he made it all the way to CNN. I want to associate with him. So I started a company, and rather than allow the people I work for, which is the radio station, you know, I was doing local radio news and local TV news, went back to that. But instead of letting them sell me and get money from my brand, I went to one of the people who was going to put advertising into the company, and I said, don't give it to them. Give it to me and don't give me anything. Give me a piece of your company and I'll help you build a company and we'll do it together. So we started a healthcare company and I took a piece of it, a piece of equity. And I said, don't pay me. And that equity turned up being a chunk of a $4.5 billion publicly traded company, which we moved to that position in 4.5 years by triangulating my brand and the Rick Sanchez brand by going to media companies and saying, you want me to do a show for you? I'll do it for free, but give me half of the avails. That was half of whatever commercials you have, I want them. And I'm going to put them in my company. And that's how we grew the company. And it was kind of genius. And I don't know how the hell I figured it out, but I think it was, you know, here's what it is. Here's what it is, Neil. When you're in a situation, when you're desperate and you have to stretch yourself, you find things about you and ways about you that you never knew existed. And that's where the rubber meets the road and you're able to do something that you would never have done if you would have kept that comfy $850,000 job anchoring the news at CNN.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, because the thing is that I've learned in studying some of the people, you utilized your brand for media, then went to a different status that's a lot stepped down, but found out, guess what? I'm a brand. People are going to be attracted to me.
Bingo.
Found the right opportunity, because that's the thing with when you have a brand, is people are going to be attracted to you. I teach my clients that all the time. I say,
yep.
You attract yourself to somebody and then they literally, they're going to want to pay you to be part with them. And the more you become more of a brand, the more people get more attracted to you and the more opportunities come your way. Well, you landed that one, but I'm sure you're seeing them all the time, Rick. It didn't stop. right? It's then this isn't stopped. This is just the beginning. Am I right? From what?
Yeah, you know, In fact, it's funny you said that. I'm about to start a new roll up, which we think will be another IPO, and it'll be a $1 billion IPO. And it's a different kind of roll up. But I was recently on with Jim Cramer, and he was talking about Latinos in the United States. And the guy who watched me on Jim Cramer tell the story I just told you picked up the phone and called me. And he said, we're a very well-funded operation. We're going to do this roll up, and we want you to be both on our board and part of our team. And we're going to make you a founding partner and equity partner because we are really excited about getting this going. And when I looked into it, I went, oh my God, this is an amazing opportunity. So it's almost like, you know, part two of what I described a little while ago is about to happen again in my life. And it's because of what you just said, Neil. It's avail yourself of opportunities by creating a brand, understand that brand, share that brand, and opportunities will come. So that woe is me, oh my God, I was fired. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. Everybody hates me that I once was is now, no, there's still going to be people who hate you. People are always going to hate you, but you can develop a brand with those people who look at you as something unique, and you can build something around that. I was lucky.
That's the tip. All right, Greg, ask him the question you ask all the successful people. And this
guy. Well, before I do that real quick, you know, in Agua Media, what are you doing to help your, I guess, artists develop their own personal brand? Or is that not something you're doing yet?
Mentor. I enjoy it, actually. So I bought this 5-acre ranch and we got horses and it's really pretty. And we just discovered a caiman in one of the canals. So we got an issue there, but that's a side point. It's like this 9-foot like crocodile.
Wow.
He's been eating all our ducks. So anyway, so we've got this wonderful property and we've got a lot of land out there. So we built a production studio with, you know, everything that you could possibly imagine, from tracking booths to editing booths to studio to lights, everything. And we are inviting people who want to be content creators. They come here, they love it because it's really pretty. And they spend an hour a week creating podcasts and creating their stories. I help fund them. I get behind them and I mentor them. I talk to them about what works for me and what doesn't. And I love that because I think there's nothing better in life than being heuristic, right? Than being able to share whatever experiential knowledge we may have and whatever wisdom we may have. So that's what I do. And I really enjoy doing it. And I'm glad that somehow the universe and God were able to put me in a place where I can help people.
That's phenomenal. So the question that Neil wanted me to ask you, someone I ask all of our guests, you know, for my listeners, what's the most important thing you've ever learned, Rick?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with what we were just talking about. I almost think that if you haven't failed, find somebody to trip you so that you can fall down. When you get up, turn around and thank them for tripping you, because that fall is going to help you become better. And the only way we improve in life is when we fail. When we're comfortable, we don't succeed. So, you know, I'm certainly not telling people that they should go out there and be, you know, at mess ups and look to fail, but look at every time you don't succeed as an opportunity to succeed. That's really been kind of the story of my life many times over. And I think that, you know, that resilience is probably the most important thing, craft, ability, talent, skill set that any human being can have to be able to become a success.
So powerful. Wow. And where can people find Agua Media? Where's the best place? Anywhere, right?
Well, yeah, obviously we the Rick Sanchez podcast is a really cool, fun podcast that you should listen to because it teaches a little bit of whatever I know. And I do my best to try and get those ideas out there. The Agua Media podcast library, which contains a lot of stuff, is at aguamedia.com. If you go to aguamedia.com, you'll see all the podcasts that we're about to roll in. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. We're talking to all people, but we happen to be Latinos because we are Latinos and we're 20% of the population of the United States.
Excellent. What a great show. Again, this was Neil, the Media Giant Effect, Neil Haley Show, and also Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Take care, guys.
You guys.